This is an address by Dorothy Reiki, entitled, Wonderful Things Are Happening. One night, following a Wednesday evening meeting, a friend of mine made a statement to a friend of hers. She said with great positiveness and conviction in her voice, "Don't be concerned about anything. Wonderful things are taking place." She was so emphatic in making her statement that another lady overheard it. On the way home, she started to think about this positive, joyous approach. She realized that this positive, joyous attitude had certainly not been the attitude that she had been entertaining. She had been very much concerned for many reasons. An incurable disease which had been growing steadily worse. A business which had failed. And her son, who was in a danger zone in Korea. She asked herself, "How can I rejoice and say that wonderful things are taking place?" The answer came, "Because God is all there is, and He is expressing Himself. The results have to be wonderful." That night, on her way home, she determined that no matter what came up in her body or in her affairs, she was going to refuse to be concerned. And instead, she was going to rejoice consistently that wonderful things were taking place. She realized that the basis for such a positive, joyous approach was scientific because she was truly convinced that God is all and that God is really expressing Himself. She stood steadfast in her practice of this scientific, positive, joyous attitude. As a result, she was quickly healed, and her business was restored to a place far beyond what it had ever been before. This lady's daughter-in-law was ill. The daughter-in-law came to the mother-in-law for help. She, too, had been concerned about many things. She had been concerned about her own illness, problems in the schoolroom where she was a teacher, and she'd been concerned about the young man in the danger zone because he was her husband. The mother-in-law shared this positive approach with her daughter-in-law and told her of the wonderful things that had come to pass because she had steadfastly put this attitude to work. The daughter-in-law decided that she too, regardless of what came up in her body or in her affairs, would consistently and steadfastly refuse to be concerned, but instead would rejoice that wonderful things were happening. As a result, she was healed. Her husband was brought home to a spot so close, he didn't even seem to be in the army anymore. Everything worked out harmoniously in her teaching. But there's one incident I must share with you. One day, a little girl came to her teacher and said, "I have a little friend who wants to take her life. Her father and mother don't love each other anymore. They don't love her. Home is awful, and she really wants to commit suicide. What can I say to her?" The teacher, of course, was just full of this positive, joyous way of thinking, so she shared it with the little girl in terms that she could understand. She said, "You tell your little friend that no matter how bad things seem to be at home, just because God loves her, He will make wonderful things take place. However, she must know this. Have faith in it, and rejoice in it." In about a week's time, The little girl returned to the teacher and said, "I have a confession to make. I was the little girl who wanted to commit suicide, but I went home and told my father and mother what you told me, and they love each other now, and they love me, and home is wonderful, and I wouldn't take my life for anything." So the school teacher told the mother-in-law, and in turn she gave a testimony, and my friend heard how this positive, joyous statement that she had shared had reached out and blessed 6 individuals because they had all put it to work. There are 2 very important conclusions which I have drawn from this testimony. First, it didn't make any difference whether the individual was an old-time Christian Scientist who had been studying for years and had become discouraged, or one who was so brand new in Christian Science she didn't even know she was a scientist yet. The positive, joyous attitude healed. Secondly, it didn't make any difference whether the problem was a business problem, an incurable disease, location in a danger zone, an illness, problems connected with the schoolroom, or a problem of human relationships. That same positive, joyous attitude healed. And the healing is still going on. I have shared this testimony all over the United States, and in fact, in any country where I could give testimonies. And reports are still coming back to me from all over the world. Quote, "I too am standing steadfast in rejoicing that there is absolutely nothing to be concerned about and that wonderful things are taking place." Close quote. And then they tell me about healings they have experienced as a result of their sharing this positive, joyous approach. The last time my husband lectured throughout Germany and Switzerland in their German language, we spent a month in Munich in preparation for the German lecture. I prayed that God would use me in a way whereby I could truly bless. Well, he certainly did. God told me to have this testimony translated into German so that I could share it on Wednesday nights. A wonderful Christian Scientist translated it for me and coached me so that I could read it properly. Every Wednesday night, I could read my testimony in German. At the close of each meeting, the German people would rush up to me to thank me for that wonderful testimony. And of course, they would speak German very rapidly, and I didn't know what they were saying. Never for an instant would they have thought anyone who could read such beautiful German so well wouldn't be able to understand them. Then I would tell them in German that I spoke very little German, but that I spoke a little. From that point on, we would get along famously. And you know, I'm still receiving thrilling reports from Germany about the fact that wonderful things are taking place because individuals refuse to be concerned. One of the most thrilling experiences I had was in a little town in Vexikon, in Switzerland. He was to give his last lecture in German on a Sunday afternoon. People came not only from that part of Switzerland, but many came down from Germany. The lecture was to be held in the ballroom of the hotel, but please don't picture the ballroom as you would find it in a hotel in Detroit. This building was over 300 years old. It was one of those picturesque old buildings of brick and mortar painted white, held together with pieces of black wood. Long before all the people were in the ballroom, the owner of the hotel was wringing his hands. He said, "We can't let any more people in. The building is too old. It will collapse." My husband solved the problem by starting the lecture early and by giving a second lecture. Because these people had never had such an experience and didn't know what to do about it, I found myself directing the situation, and I ended up outside the building during the first lecture. As I stood rejoicing about so many people coming to the lecture, a lady approached me. She said they had come a great distance. The rest of the family, except her mother, were in hearing the first lecture. The mother was unable to walk. They had brought her, knowing that she would not be able to hear the lecture, but they thought Mr. Riki might be able to speak with her. However, she said that by the time the second lecture was over, it would be far too late for them to start home. Thus, she knew that her mother would not be able to talk with him, but would I come and talk with her? Believe it or not, I talked with that lady for 20 minutes in German. I said things in German I had never dreamed I would be able to say. I had a copy of the testimony in my purse, which I had been reading at the services. I gave it to her. I told her that if she would do exactly what the people in this testimony did, that she too would be healed. You can imagine the joy which was mine when she returned the testimony, along with a letter telling me that she had been completely healed. The statement, "I'm not concerned about anything. Wonderful things are taking place," is not a formula. Nor is it a Pollyanna attitude on seeing only the good in spite of the bad. The statement, "I am not concerned about anything," is based upon the most important of all metaphysical laws, the law that God is all. It is because of the allness of God that there is absolutely nothing to be concerned about. Let's think about the allness of God for a few minutes. Listen to some of the statements which God Himself makes, as found in Isaiah. Quote, "I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me." Close quote. Quote, "I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God." Close quote. Mrs. Eddy attributes great importance to the law of metaphysics that God is all. In Unity of Good, page 7, she speaks of it as a self-proved proposition and an incontestable point in Christian Science. In No and Yes, she states, quote, "God's law is in three words, I am all, and this perfect law is ever present to rebuke any claim of another law." Close quote. I find great inspiration in contemplating God's allness from the statement found on page 520 of Science and Health. Quote, "Unfathomable mind is expressed. The depth, breadth, height, might, majesty, and glory of infinite love fill all space." Close quote. I am sure all of you have, in individual ways, been enabling yourselves to comprehend this tremendous infinitude of God. Sometimes I seem to feel deeply His allness when I say, "Why, I'm right in the very midst of God. 50 billion miles around me, there's nothing but God. 50 billion miles beyond that, and beyond that, and beyond that, there is nothing but God. Therefore, there is absolutely nothing to touch me but God. There is nothing to influence me, condition me, govern or control me but God. In the textbook we read, quote, "Since God is all, there is no room for his unlikeness," close quote. There cannot be both God and accident, war, earthquake, tornado, or chaos of any description. There is only God. There cannot be both God and heart trouble, tumor, cancer, palsy, epilepsy, colds, sickness, or disease of any description. There is just God. There cannot be both God and hatred, fear, criticism, resentment, rebellion, worry, or sin of any kind. There is just God. There cannot be both God and even a belief in error. It is because this law rebukes even a claim of a belief contrary to God's allness. There is no claim or belief, no dream, no illusion. There is just God.